I would like to welcome everyone that has come out this evening to our WI meeting and tour. A special welcome to Sam Dagg and our other visitors. Sam has kindly volunteered to be our tour guide this evening and show us around the future sites of the match and explain about the 2001 International Plowing and Machinery Show that will be held on this location in Navan on September the 18th to the 22nd, 2001. Please welcome Sam.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. It's indeed a pleasure to be here and show you folks the site. I think you've got one more choice. If they're with you, I don't know.
Who is it?
The various fields.
I think that's one of us. Could be for a meeting.
Oh, there might be one of ours.
Maybe. Dorothy's gone to the hospital. Now, Sam, you just tell Doreen where to go.
Okay.
To find a visitor.
Yeah. I had to give her some permission. Let me push it out for us.
To start with, we met with Joyce and her family, and they've given us two offices for the duration of the plowing match, and we're certainly grateful for that because this is a community event. We have access to their meeting room, and we use that for numerous meetings, and it is hoped in October 2000 that we will lease the whole top floor. That's our intention, is to meet with Joyce and Gordy and do that. It's an ideal site for an office because it overlooks the site. And when we're meeting volunteers and sponsors, maybe just pull over here.
Okay.
When you're meeting volunteers and sponsors, the first thing they want to see is the site, and you can show it quite well from the windows in the office. When we bid for this back in a year ago, we had to show them four sites, and this was one of the sites. This was the preferred site due to the high Rivington land. And we had to indicate where parking would be, in Tennant City, and plowing and things like that. This field behind the buses here was to be parking, but we've had to change that now, and that's where the antique plowing will be. It's very popular, and it's unfortunate at some plowing matches that people go to the plowing match and they can't see the horses plowing or the antique tractors plowing. So the antique tractors will be in this field right here up to the power lines. The Tennant City, and I think all of you are familiar with that. Are you all familiar with Tennant City, when we say Tennant City? Yes, no? Well, we're hoping for 1,000 exhibitors, and people, these companies will rent tents, and some will bring buildings that will be erected. And it will be laid out in a 6-street layout, is what they tell us. It'll be a street, a service road, a street, a service road. And it's folks like you and I that travel on the streets. And on the service roads, that's where the vehicles travel. That's where the power lines are run and the water lines and hydro poles. And they will come down to right across from the Bradley bus entrance. From that entrance, from here, right up to Colonial Road. And that will be a solid sea of tents. And that's what they call Tennant City. The highest attended plowing match was in Waterloo in 1995, and it attracted 167,000 people. In Pembroke in 94, it attracted 135,000 people. On one of those days, it affected the flow of traffic on the Queensway. We're hoping that this road will be finished in time. Council tells us that they're going to be replacing culverts further up here. Generally, wherever the plowing match is, there's road improvements. Eagleson Side Road, for instance, was built in 1983 because of the plowing match. Yesterday, we met with Cumberland officials and regional officials, and they want to know about this. They want to plan about it because they're excited and they want to showcase this area as well as you and I. They're concerned about traffic, and they want the traffic to flow freely. At Kingston last year, there was 2-hour lineups in traffic, so that leaves a bad taste in visitors' mouths. So that has to be handled quite carefully. In this corner here, next to the bush, is what we call tractor park. And that's where the tractors will park at night, the competition tractors, the tractors that do the plowing. They will park there and it will have to be secured. There'll be fuel tanks go in there. And every morning the tractors will travel along this paved shoulder of the road out north to Stan and Hilde Edwards' property, Wayne and Bonnie's property, and Tunder's property, and we'll go by there later. And that's where the larger tractors, the modern day tractors, will be competing for plowing. And those tractors leave in a convoy. So there could be anywhere between 60, 80, or 100 tractors leaving all at once. The tented city at night will have to be secured because there'll be computers there, car dealerships will be there, the home hardware's people, the banking people. All their goods will be left there, and that has to be secured. And in Pembroke, they approached the military, and the military got involved, and they treated it as taking this group prisoner. They're securing it. It was an exercise for them. They put the fences up, and they secured that. One of our people, I believe, is making contact with them to maybe again treat it as an exercise. We'll just go a little further, Green. If there's any questions. We had to have there had to be a number of requirements met, and they asked for three-phase electrical power, and that's the power line that goes right through the center of the site. And there's very few sites, if any, that have ever had that. So we thought by having it going right through the center of the site, it should be ideal. But when we got up to Kingston and presented the bid, these Ontario Plowman people approached us before the voting, of course, and said, what are you going to do with this power line? And what are you going to do with the trees and the fence lines? Because they've never had to deal with that before. Generally, it's open land. So, just maybe just up to this next, to the hydro pole. So we said, well, the power line could be treated as a service road, you know, in between the main streets. That's how we think we should deal with that. The fence lines, one of our committees got together last fall and cleared out the fence lines and the stumps and the boulders. A number of the boulders are up here, and cleared some more land at the back. The trees were left, and hopefully we can put picnic tables under them and have shade for the visitors. We didn't see any need to go in there and start cross-cutting everything in sight. And again, they can be run on the service roads that go crossways. This field here will be the field where the horses do the plowing. And the horses will be stabled at Navan Fairgrounds. And they came and inspected the fairgrounds and the stabling, and they were very impressed. It's probably the best stabling in the area or in North America. We're quite proud of it. And they know that the horse exhibitors will be quite pleased. They're expecting probably 100 to 125 horses. And that draws a lot of people. A lot of people like to see that, and it's right close by, right across the road. I guess we can go further, Dream. We'll go up and turn left.
How many? The horses plowing. One horse plowing?
Two.
Two.
And it's competitive plowing. There's three types of plowing: horse competitions, antiques, and modern tractors. Yes, the third week in September. The plowing match started in 1913. It's always held in Ontario, and it's the Ontario Plowmen that manage it. Maybe we'll just pull over. Yeah.
That signal bother you? I should have it on.
It's okay, Dory.
Now this is Don and Joan Rathmel's land, and it would be used for parking from this road up to their barns. Kenny's farm, they've offered their land from behind their barn just about to Rockdale Road. Not all the way, there's a ditch there that we have to contend with. And our thoughts on traffic is if we can bring the cars in, and depending if this road's finished, maybe having two turn lanes. And you always want to try and keep the cars turning right as much as possible. So if there's traffic coming in from that way, they would turn right into these fields. We spoke with William Shaw, and his field over here is available. It's leased out till the year 2000 by Peter Boonman, but it's available in 2001. We need 250 acres to park cars, which means we need parking for 20,000 cars. So we'll go a little further. Another reason for the large number of fields is if it rains and there's ruts in the field and you have to change fields halfway through the week, you can do that.
So then you're hoping the traffic will come in from 417?
Well, we're hoping, yes.
If it's
If that road's done, we want to sign it at that end on Frank Kenny as well as Rockdale. And we'd like the motor homes to come up Rockdale. I'll talk a bit more about that one. As far as north of Navin, there's Frank Kenny and also Trim that we want traffic to come in on. I guess we'll keep going.
There is a car coming.
Okay. One thing that this attracts is 40 school buses per day. So we have to have bus parking. And in Kingston last year, I walked to the parking lot and there was 12 coach buses there. So there's a large number of buses coming in and they need their own entrance. And we're looking up further at that.
How many days is it on, Sammy?
Pardon me?
How many days does it last?
5 days. You'll see the machinery over here that's for sale. That area, it'll be behind Norm Rivington's house. That area will be for the antique machinery, the antique displays. And that draws quite a crowd. People are quite interested in seeing the working machinery. And that's that area right over there. You'll see sawmills and all sorts of agricultural machines working. I guess a bit more green. One thing that people are moved from the parking lots in tractors and wagons. They call them wagon tours. And we need 50 to 60 of those to move the people. When we met with the region yesterday, they said, well, can you not do away with that and use buses? Like, they're not familiar with it. And it's unfortunate. You have to do a lot more talking to convince them. But it's a traditional thing. It works very well. It involves the community. And that's what we want. It's a community effort. Everybody's an equal in this. Now, just past the hedge on the left is an area that we're looking to unload the buses in there. Unloading them and right in here?
Right here.
Unloading them in there and sending them maybe perhaps to the fairgrounds. And they can park down there. One of the fairs I was at, they get 96 buses a day, up to 96 buses a day. They unload them and they send them away and they call them back when they're required. They call out their number so that you don't have buses backing up because there's a lot of children involved. The field on the left, we can keep going a little more green. We'll be parking from here down to the next road. And we'll turn left to the next road.
Okay. Right. This would be parking here.
That would be parking.
Right here on the bridge.
Oh, no, not here.
No, not this one. Just to their building.
We can't put Don out of business.
No.
You know, you can't put farmers out of business. They still have to farm. No.
Yeah.
He'll be using this for himself.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we met with the quarry and the motor homes, we have to plan on probably 1,400 to 1,600 motor homes coming to this event. And we met with the quarry and they've agreed to stay off this road that whole week because they don't want to be tied up in traffic and they're going to use their back entrance. So we can have full control over this road. And the campers will come up here and their area will be past this next fence line on the left. And they need hydro and they need water, and that will all have to be set up.
How do you get the water? Do you dig wells?
That's one option, but we're not going that route. When we bid, we said we're bidding against another community. And we're advised to say that we would provide hydrant water or city water. Just go to the end and we'll turn. So we said we would provide city water, so there's two ways of getting that here. We either truck it or we pipe it, and I believe we're going to truck it in transport trucks.
Wow.
And it's in this corner right here on the left. We want to clean this area up a bit and set up a large water tank in there so that the transports can go in there and dump, because it's the highest point of the site.
It'll be a gravity feed.
Yes, and we'll also have a pump on it.
Yeah.
And our chap that's looking after that is Irvin Crawford. Probably most of you know him. Now another thing, maybe we'll just go slow down here, Doreen.
Yeah.
Another thing we're looking at is In these trailer parks, they usually have a sewage tank so that the motorhomes can dump before they leave. And we'd like to have it also in this area, because this area, things are out of sight. The water business would be out of sight, and the sanitation. And the only thing is, we're awfully close to the rock here, and we came up and dug 2 weeks ago. And you're at solid rock, a foot under the grass here. So we have to do a little more thinking on that one.
Sounds familiar.
And then this involves the help of the regional people. They're concerned about water and sewage. Now, in Richmond in 1983, they went through 400,000 gallons of water. So it takes a lot of water, and 200,000 of that is just to flush the pipes. So, and they'll be here testing the water, and that's fair. Because in our discussions yesterday, I said we want things right. Whatever we do, it has to be right. Recycling. We have to recycle.
How many was there in Richmond?
There was about 100,000 people there.
Can you, could you do a holding tank and that type
of thing? They put a three or four thousand gallon tank in the ground, and then a company will come in and go around to the campers and pump them out, but they will pay for that service. And then we have to make arrangements with garbage companies to pick up the garbage for us. So there's.
You probably have to clean the washrooms
too. They go with these. We're not happy with that, but they've been going with these go huts.
Yeah.
And they use about 200 of those in this tenant city. The ones at Kingston are quite filthy and dirty.
Yeah.
But they should, you know, they should segregate them.
Yeah. Like, what about showers? Or can they go over to the arena?
They can go to the arena. We've seen something at one of the American fairs where they had showers on trailers. Mm-hmm. We can maybe look into that. Mm-hmm. See, in this project, we have responsibilities, and the Ontario Plowmen have responsibilities. And theirs is washrooms. However, we want them clean because it affects all of us, and we all want to be proud of this man. And when we were at Kingston, last year in our booth, people would say to us, the plowing match is coming home. And we would ask them where home was, and they would say Armprior, Hawkesbury, Cornwall, Gatineau. This is their match. Yeah, that's good. I guess we'll go a bit more green.
Number 17.
And you know, it's amazing how high we are over the village when you see the roofs of the village.
This is the highest elevation in this township.
Well, I think so, yeah.
It is, because we're the second highest elevation.
Are you?
And this is the first highest.
So, in the fellow that looks after Trailer Park, he's been down here measuring 2 nights ago, and he thinks it's going to be a little tight for all the motorhomes, so we might have to give that more thought. But we want them here. You know, they take up so darn much room, 30 feet wide by 60 long. They have to be able to set their canopies up. And okay, any questions? Or?
So they'll go right to Garrett's buildings and the motorhomes?
They'll go, you'll see a small tree line over there.
Right, okay.
Because just past that it drops off.
Okay.
And it'll go that whole thing as far as you can see and back as far as you can. He thinks it will only park half the required number. The guy that figured it out, which is about 800. And they generally provide service to about 600 or 700. That's water and hydro. And people were wanting to pay us last year for their spot, wanting to reserve. Euron, as of a month ago, had sold 600 sites. At $135 each.
2 years down the road, right?
Yes.
Would they stay the whole week too, these people?
A lot of them stay the whole week. They'll maybe tour Ottawa. One thing in the trailer park, there's a big tent that's put up, and it's for those people. It's an entertainment tent, and they go there at night, and people will sing and dance, and they'll take their lawn chairs there. A store will have to be set up there for them. That's generally done at plowing matches. An area to drop off and pick up propane tanks, because a lot of them barbecue. They will want to know where to get their vehicles fixed and tires repaired and things like that.
Is there anything else here?
Nothing here. I think we'll turn right.
We're not going over this way then.
No. That's Don's again, and yeah. And we're certainly grateful for what the landowners are lending us. Well, you couldn't do it if you didn't have support of landowners. We had letters of intent signed last year, and we went to visit all the neighbors around to tell them what we were applying for. To be neighborly, to be good neighbors. A lot of people aren't aware of what this is.
Going to do well?
Yes.
And you're learning as you go along, too, things that you...
Well, we're learning. I find, you know, sometimes it's hard to get information. It can be a little discouraging at times. Like budgets, for instance. Kingston sent us their whole budget, even the fine details, and we were pleased to get that. But they asked the group the year before, and the group the year before said to them, we'll sell it to you for $10,000. So, you know, there's no help there. But Kingston and this year's match and next year's match, their budgets are around $1 million. $1.1 million, sorry.
Did you want anything in here, or just keep going?
Maybe we'll just keep going. Maybe we'll go into that one. Start. Past the fairgrounds.
Oh, that the back there?
We'll go to the corner and turn right in front of the bank.
Oh, okay.
And stop there. As far as parking, we've also spoken with Jamie McWilliams, who owns land across the tracks, and he's willing to be a part of this in case we need land. We're meeting with the Ontario Plowman mate. Oh, Mary here, Mary Dashney.
25th.
I'm supposed to tell her there's
okay, I'll tell her. I'll
33. Her.
33 now?
Yeah.
She's coming.
Is she coming?
Yeah. She's going to come with us after. She has a riding bus.
That's in St. Mary's Hall, right?
Oh, I see. Yeah. We're not sure how the horses will be crossing the road on those days, if they'll walk them across or drive them in their trucks. There might be a bit of both.
How many horses would that be?
Well, there'd be 100 horses.
100? A lot, eh? Lots of traffic.
This fall we want to, we have an education committee, and we want them to approach the school boards and get something in the curriculum to involve school children. There's a beautification committee, and that's held every year, where people are encouraged to paint their property, plant shrubs, and there'll be a contest and prizes awarded for that. In Huron this year, they've got 5 insurance companies to contribute $6,000 each. So there's $30,000 dedicated to that program. I just want to show you, take you by the bank. We want to use one of Jamie Cotton's fields. He's agreed to allow us to use that field. By the way, we're holding a fundraiser here June 19th. It's a street dance right here. It's our first major fundraiser. And also we can celebrate the winning of the bid. That's something we've never done. Total? Well, we need $1 million.
$1 million.
We won't raise it that night, though.
No. When do you want to write the check?
This field on the left, Jamie has agreed to allow us to use for parking, and we're hoping that we could catch the traffic coming down Navin Road and on Trim and send them in there and then transport them on these tractors and wagons. And we'll take the route that we'll have them traveling. The next
right. Oh, okay.
Right now there's 5 banks wanting to talk to us. Home Hardware, the dairy out here. Well, there's about 15 companies. I just haven't got them all memorized yet, but those are some of them. And they want to be sponsors of this event. this route here is where we'd like to bring the tractors and wagons traveling from that field to the plowing match. People traveling on these wagons, they'll be traveling through the plowing fields. They'll be able to see the horses and the antiques. Should be quite nice.
Do they charge anything for parking and transportation?
No, parking is free. The wagon tours are free. When we bid, we had to sign a contract that morning. And one of the conditions is there's 8 cages in that admission is $10 for adults.
I didn't know there was a fire there.
Yeah.
When was that?
So something we'll have to do is have meetings with the community here to inform them what we're planning on doing, and because it's important to keep them informed. Over here.
Oh, sorry.
That's good.
We need a lot of volunteers then in the community.
Yes. We want those wagons to go straight down there and up towards Tented City. As soon as they cross into the field, they can go over next to hydro poles and off they go.
Well, they eliminate the
idea. Yeah.
You won't have to go through the...
Yeah, so maybe we'll go back and head north of the Bradley bus. Okay. Volunteers, yes, we need 1,500 to 2,000, and we're getting...
What were your volunteers? Do we get anything?
We have 54 committees. And I don't have that, and the list is right here. And we're getting volunteers from Winchester, near Cornwall, Kempville.
We got them all filled now?
All the chairs are pretty well filled. I think we need 2 more. Signage is one of them, and gates and tickets.
And each of these heads has to try and find people to help?
Yes. The darkened areas is the executive,
yeah.
And we meet monthly. There's 2 parades of the plowing match, one on the first day, and that would be our parade. That would be the Ottawa Carleton parade. And there's also a parade on the last day, and the last day is dedicated to the match of the next year. They will lead that parade. And we want to talk to the Ontario Plowmen about themes. We'd like to see if they're willing to permit a different theme each day, something that different committees can decorate towards or plan their activities towards. If we run, let's say, an ordinary or a regular plowing match, you can generally look at 70,000 people. If you do anything different or we do anything different, we have to have that approved by them. And we have contacts in the U.S. and in Quebec who have agreed to help us market this, and they've never marketed in those areas before. We feel that since we're so close to those areas, that we should go after them.
We'll be looking for a lot of people to come from the States and from Quebec too, I suppose.
Yes. Well, they've never marketed there before, and we thought, you know, why not showcase this area? The dairy in Orleans is owned by the Dairy Farmers of Quebec, and they have marketing people throughout the whole province, and they want to be a major sponsor, and they said they'd help us advertise. The banks are in both provinces. And I've got some friendships in managers of state fairs who have agreed to help.
Do you have any idea what they charge?
Outdoor booth is $400. The indoor spaces, I'm not sure. See, they set those prices, and that's their responsibility. All we're doing is, and I have your name, is gathering names for them. The plowing match runs daily from 9 a.m. till 5, and it has to close at 5 to allow people to leave and security get in to secure the Tented City. Pembroke had 1,800 volunteer entertainers on stage, and Kingston, they tell me, had 2,200 volunteer entertainers. We're getting calls from booking agents wanting to sell us acts. We're not interested in that. We're interested in the volunteerism. That's what's making this go.
Yeah.
maybe just Mr. Cross and Roger Robinson's just passed the ditch on the radio.
All
the One of the committees is titled Machines in Motion. And that's where the farmers can go and actually drive machines, test drive them, rather than in Tenet City walk up to them and kick a tire. They can come out here and actually drive different machines, different days. And that will be held right out here. There's 100 acres here, and they'll have different crops here, and they may harvest some crops at the start of the week, and probably pass near the end of the week, do some plowing and disking and things like that. Work it into a program. So we'll have to provide transportation out here to people that want to see that. And just a bit more. And we think that on this land right here, there's 50 acres, that we may have to include that as parking now, since the antique people require such a large area, and we could catch the traffic here and direct them in and provide tractors and wagons out. We'll just keep going.
Did you tell us all of these
documents? This is Bert Molinar. Garnet Hodges owned it. That's who we signed the letter of intent with back here. But he sold it to his brother-in-law, Bert. This field here is Willard McWilliams. This is Toonder's land here, from here to the corner. At the far end of the fields is Stan and Hilda Edwards and Wayne and Bonnie. Hilda's here with us tonight. You know, the Ontario plowman came here. Maybe just slow down for a second.
Yeah.
And they looked at those fields, and they said, don't think you could find a bad spot if they're any place. Truly, they're right. Yeah, they recognize good land. Now, just up a bit more is Philip Kretchan's land, and we talked about having it as optional plowing land if you need it. Pardon?
Not John.
No, not John.
Oh, not John Kretchan. No. Not yet, anyway. No, Philip, and anyway, he's made his land available, so we're just not quite sure if it'll be parking, or there was talk of machines in motion, also talk of plowing, so we haven't got everything finalized yet. Toonder's here, there'll be a strip of land in the center that he'll have to have some crops in. We can't put him out of business. A lot of his land's over here. And we'll just go a bit further. Now, something, there's usually an airport or a lot of planes that fly into the plowing match, and one of the matches had about 180 aircraft fly in. And we have a committee for that. But this year and next year and last year's match, they directed them to the local airport. And we wanted to put a runway up here. It's on Glenn Edwards' land. Just a bit more. And we've got some local pilots on that committee, and they're really excited about setting it up. And Glenn was also willing to assist us. And it was this strip of land right here. Planes would fly in, and people could be shuttled up to the Tenet City. But as of three nights ago, I got a call from the Ontario Plowman, and we fall under their umbrella. We fall under their insurance, and they're like our mothership. And they told us, stay away from airports. No signing of agreements. Because what was going to happen, there's a Canadian Pilots Association or something like that. We thought we could lease the land from Glenn and then lease it to these people. And they don't want us to provide any, sign any documentation at all. They said, no way. So we're disappointed with that, because this would be ideal. And people...
There's the one across the river,
in Gatineau. No. So I talked... Pardon?
Embrum's closer.
Embrum's closer. They closed the one at Russell, and I don't know what happened at Embrum, but Bill Tanner has recommended Rockwood.
I was going to say Rockwood.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Rockwood,
yeah. But being here, people, they tell me that people fly and camp under the wings of their aircraft. They throw a tent out, and that's where they would camp as a vacation. Apparently, at one of the matches, there was a 16-passenger aircraft landed, and it took off and just barely took off, like very close to an accident occurring. And anyway, they don't want that. I guess we'll turn green.
Right here?
Yes. Tell them that the camera's
Well, that's part of WBI. We take pictures of everything. Everyone, everything.
Yeah, I brought mine too.
Yep.
Going to get a picture of everybody.
You can pause.
With everyone.
This actually was one of the sites that we presented to them. Our first site was out north. This was our second site. The Rivington site was the third site, and the fourth site was at Vars. And on the day that they came to look at land, we had local business people and landowners meet us at Navin Curling Club. And of course, we're all drummed up. We wanted, but they wanted to talk to landowners and local business people to say, what do you folks think? Is it a good thing for this area? And they got a good reception from our local people, our local community. And we toured them around in a bus, and they seen the land. But they said they preferred the tented city up on the hill. Because in 1996, they called it a mud bowl. It was a rain out. And they said they can't stand too many of those.
Simcoe.
Called him a Norfolk. Yeah, Simcoe was went
Ontario.
Too.
Ontario.
Yeah. And we don't want that either.
With that ribbon.
This is where Stan and Hilda's land starts. Tundra's ends right here. All the lands here is tile drained, and the Ontario plowmen like to hear that because they want a successful match. And these plowmen, if they win at the international, then they go to the Canadian and compete, and from there they go to the world match. And the world is held at a different country each year, and it's actually coming to Canada in 2003. And we were asked before we bid to see if we would want to hold off for 2003, because they thought it'd be nice to have it in Ottawa, being Canada's capital. However, it was 2 years later, and there was no guarantee we could have other competition and not win the bid. So we thought, let's go for 2001. Any questions? Comments?
It looks like when they go for, like you said, you know, at all the land, will there be a bigger event again?
With the...
with the flowering mats?
With the...
if
the world map?
Yeah,
oh, yes.
The international one?
It's more land again.
More land again.
Yeah. Guess who's interested in bidding for that? Well, they're thinking of having the world match down around Guelph, but Lanark is talking about putting a bid in for 2003. And Lanark is Carlton. They're the only ones apparently that are expressing interest in that. There's a county interested in 2004 and another one in 2005. It's expensive to bid. We raised $20,000 actual dollars and spent 13. But still, there was companies that paid for buses to go up there. There was 5 buses went up that day.
How many acres are you going to be using?
Generally, it's a ballpark figure is about 1,000 acres.
Do you want to stop for a while here, or just carry it?
No, I think not. We're done.
So what are you planning this land for?
So this is all plowing land right here on the left. Yeah. We had a brochure made up, and there was 2 horses and a plow on it, and it worked. We won the bid, but we want to market this event, and we felt we should change it to include Parliament. Like it or not, Parliament's here, but if we're going to invite people, we want them to see this or certainly know of it. So we changed it, and this will change just slightly again. These are plow fields in front, but to the left, we're going to put a greenish area as grasslands. And midway through, there'll be the Ottawa River and then the hills on the Quebec side in the background. And that's why we went to that. Another thing. Something they don't do at the plowing match is provide transportation for people inside the tented city. And that's something that we want to do. And we're talking partnerships with different companies and fairs. We talk with New York State Fair, and they're willing to talk partnership. They have wagons down there that we could maybe do a partnership with them. If there's wagons here, fine, but I think they're willing to talk partnership to move people around this tented city. And we want to look into the motorized carts to have them available for handicapped people, because that's something that's not there, and it should be there. Another thing we're looking at is shuttle buses from, say, Saint-Laurent Boulevard and Place d'Orleans, those areas. And those things generally aren't at the plowing matches.
Tell them who submitted this.
Ranch?
This is, we had 9 or 10 submissions. I think it was 10 submissions, and this was submitted by Wanda McWilliams, a resident of Navin, and she provided it in color. And down the road, this will be in color, but for this run of brochures, it's not. And the brochure is in two languages. It's bilingual, and we, the local people, want to go that way. We're having some opposition from the Ontario Plowman, and that's one of the topics for discussion at the end of May.
Against bilingualism?
Yes, against bilingualism. It's something we work with every day, but in the letter I got from them,
west
just...
West of Ottawa, you don't even...
Pardon?
West of Ottawa, it's not a question.
No.
If you want to get from Quebec, understand?
Well, that's right. So, that's on the agenda that night. Yes, okay. Shane Signs, they're a company east of here. They've approached, pardon me?
Chrysler,
near Chrysler, yes. There's three companies going with them, and they're paying for a large sign. It was to be up here May the 1st, and that's why those poles are there. It should have been up by now, but it's not. I guess it's not quite ready yet. The boulders in front, that will eventually be landscaped with shrubs and trees. And this will be our main corner. Mm-hmm. And we certainly want the sign up this month, because they're coming down the Ontario Plowman on May 26th.
Well,
still working on that.
You have to sit up here with a flashlight.
With a flashlight pen, yes.
Maybe that's where you can volunteer.
Yeah.
You hold the flashlight.
Yeah, I'll hold the flashlight. Well, up here, throw up the back.
Are there any other questions? Comments? It's a big deal. It's, if you've never been to it, it's like a major fair.
I don't know how you sleep at night.
Well, there's a lot of phone calls, I can tell you that.
Well, I've never been to one, Sam.
No?
You haven't? No.
Okay, I'll tell you a story. You people probably know these people I'm going to mention to you. Mom and Dad took us to a plowing match, I think it was in the 60s. And it was a school day, and it was raining, and I'd never been to one. I was a kid. And we got there, and the people were selling rubber boots at the gate, and it was pretty muddy. And we met Hayden and Francis Coburn. I remember that quite clearly, Mildred. And I noticed people were laughing, and adults talking and laughing. And as a kid, I couldn't understand why people were laughing, and because I was up to my knees in mud, and slipping, and all that. So that was my first experience of the plowing match.
Where did you go?
I don't know where I went. And I have no idea where I went. So I was in, and I'll tell you further. I was invited to my first meeting with the Ontario Plowman, with their executive in December. And
thank you. I have some. Thanks.
You know, you had to introduce yourself, and I said, well, I'm going to lay the cards on the table. And I said, I'm not a plowing match fan. So they sat back in their chair. And I said, you're wondering why am I here? Well, I said, I told them that story, you know. And I said, I've been a follower of fairs and not plowing matches. But I said, however, it was the day of the 50-horse hitch that the hitch was successfully completed. And there was six of us standing around, I guess it was 3 o'clock that afternoon, and a few people said, let's go after the international flying match. And I thought, well, it traditionally goes to Western Ontario, and we thought, why not go after it and showcase this area, showcase the land and the community, and there's good people here. And that's the day it got going, was August 13th, 1995. And I told the Ontario Plowman, I said, I'm not here to change your plowing or change the machinery show, but we are in this to showcase the community and attract people. And so they were good with that.
That was probably one of the most creepy people were up here in East.
It was west of here someplace.
That's when he was in Lindsay.
That was later.
That was later? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Kingston.
We were in Kingston. I can remember taking Crossbow and kids to Richmond and it pouring. I can remember, but I don't know.
But in general, Richmond weather was great.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
The day I took them, it was raining.
Hey, we were up in the town. It was a nice day.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
You'll get an official thank you upstairs, Sam.
Oh, gee.
Did you get a picture?
Yeah, I want to get a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doreen.
Nobody WI, Sam, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of a busy, busy schedule for giving us the grand tour. I'm worrying for you now. I don't know what you'll be like when we... But we're going to get on our knees a week before and pray and pray and pray for good weather.
Good.
Good?
Super.
This is just a little token.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. And I've always got time to visit with you ladies. Thank you. I appreciate coming.
Thank you very much.
Turn that thing on.
When you talk about the mock.
There'll be a series of tents there, and it's titled Lifestyles. And in those tents, you'll see cooking demonstrations, fashion shows, crafts, making and displaying of quilts, child care. There'll be a child care facility where people can take their children and leave them, and people will look after them. And that's a series of six tents, and it's a very interesting area to see. Advertising, we've been... attending last year's match, and we have to go to the two upcoming matches and distribute brochures. We are doing a small amount of advertising right now. It will get much greater, certainly, in the last year, year and a half. We had a chap lined up to do the website, but that just hasn't worked out the way we wanted it to, so we have to do a change there, because, as you know, everybody's on the web and on email and things like that. So... that'll be up and running hopefully in a month or two, and it has to be maintained daily.
Yeah, we had a float in the, for instance, in the Easter Seal Parade in Orleans, and there's some people doing one in Kingston. It's the Lions Club International people, 22nd that weekend, and we did just a small one, Medcalf Carnival. We had a little bit of a float there, and but it's every chance to get.
Attend yeah. Parades.
Bob's in charge of the two parades here, so that sort of falls under his, but somebody does it. Here's some of the pictures that have been done already, and this was the one, I don't think Sam has even seen this one yet, that they had in last year's fair.
Yeah.
And there's a big standard banners and that, and in fact they're being updated right now. So, but anyway, there's a whole bunch of pictures in there from the Easter Seal Parade in Orleans and different things.
We're to advertise in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, and we're friends with the manager of the New York State Fair, the former manager of that fair. He also managed Texas State Fair. We've met with the manager in Essex Junction in Vermont. That's the largest fair there, and he's willing to sit down and talk partnerships. We have friends in Massachusetts, a major fair there, the Big E Fair, and Fryeburg, Maine. Those fairs are willing to talk and help us. And one of the chaps in New York State Fair, he's agreed in writing to turn over to us the names of all the antique clubs all across the U.S. to give us a direct mailing list into each and every one of those clubs. So, and we have to help those people back too, so those are things we're going to talk about. And the banks are really eager to get in, and they operate both in Ontario and in Quebec. And, you know, you look at bank statements, and we ask, can you put a note at the bottom of a bank statement? You know, see you at the 2001 International Flying Match or things like that. And they're saying to us, yes, things like that can be done. If you folks have ideas, let us know, because we're open for suggestions. That's it.